Hello, everyone. My name is Sung Jin from CCL MIT. First of all, I really thank you for giving me a chance to introduce my research at FAST 16. In this presentation, I would like to propose a new storage architecture for NAND flash, which is called Application Managed Flash. Unlike the conventional epitaxial-based storage solution, the MF directly manages the NAND flash memory by giving more opportunity to the host applications. This direct management of NAND flash allow us to further improve the performance of the storage systems with much pure hardware resources like controller CPU and DRAM. As you know, the NAND flash based SSD have become popular storage solutions for consumer devices and data center applications. NAND flash has the very different characteristics, such as overwriting restrictions, limited page cycles. So, in order to hide such physical characteristics and to provide interoperability with existing flow IO abstraction, the modern flash-based SSDs have employed the flash translation layer called FTL. As you may know, the FTL is FTL itself is a complex piece of software, so FTL has to run the complicated firmware algorithms such as address remapping, garbage collection to avoid in-place updates. And it also has to manage the unreliable NAND flash substrate with the wear leveling and the bed block management. So even though the FTL is providing a good interoperability with the existing block I/O stacks, it has several drawbacks. The first one is that the FTL implementation requires significant hardware resources. For example, the modern flash-based SSD requires the quad-core ARM CPUs to run the complicated firmware algorithm in addition to 1-4 gigabyte DRAM in order to maintain mapping tables. The FTL also incurs a lot of extra I/O to manage NAND flash. Good examples are a garbage collector and the address translator. All those activities of the FTLs are hidden behind the block I/O layer, so the host applications are not aware of the internal behaviors of the FTLs. So the host applications could be badly affected by the internal activities of the FTL. However, if we look into the detailed implementation of the host application, we can easily note that the many functions of the FTL and the host applications are duplicate and redundant. For example, the log structure of the host applications already manage underlying storage systems in a log-like manner with their own object to storage remapping, versioning, and cleaning, like garbage collection. So the running such a log structure systems on top of a log structured flash translation layer not only incurs the serious performance penalties, but also waste hardware resources like the controller DRAM and CPUs. So you might be wondering how many host applications already have the similar functionality as the FTL. File system is a very good example. For example, the log-structured file system and copy-on-write file systems always append the new data, mostly append the new data to a huge log, and performs garbage collection to create free space. Sprite LFS, FTFS, and WAPL file systems are a good example. Key value stores like RebelDB and RocksDB based on the log-structured merge tree, managing the storage device in the open-only manner. So it is very similar to the FTL. In the case of storage virtualization, Plexball combined with WAPL file system is also appending the new data to the storage system together with their own the address remapping and garbage collection engines. Database engine is also a very good example. For example, the LinkDB and Rogue.Base are based on the log structured systems. So I think that you might have following questions. What if we get rid of the aptitude from the storage devices and allow host applications to directly manage NAND flash? If it is, we don't need to put high-performance mobile processors to the flash controller to run the complicated forming algorithm. And moreover, because the host application can directly manage the NAND flash, they would be not the badly affected by the internal activities of the aptitude algorithm, because there will be no the aptitude inside the storage device. Our answer to this question is application managed flash, AMAP. So in AMAP, the device only runs, only manages unreliable NAND flash with well leveling and bad block management. And it also hides the internal storage architecture, which are very different depending on SSD vendors. On the other hand, the host system runs almost all of the complicated algorithm. Here, the important thing is that our goal is to reuse existing algorithms of the existing host applications so as to minimize the modifications of the existing applications. The separation of the job can be realized by employing a new AMAP block I/O abstraction called AMAP I/O. AMAP I/O is very similar to conventional block I/O interface. So, as you can see in this figure, the AMAP I/O exposes a linear array of fixed size sectors. And those sectors can be accessed by existing I/O primitives, such as read sector and write sector and trim sectors. This allows us to minimize the changes in existing host applications. For example, in this study, we haven't changed the block I/O stack of the Linux kernel. We just implemented the block device driver, and that returns errors in some cases. So the main difference of the AMAP I/O from the conventional block I/O interface is that it is based on the append-only segmentation. Here, a segment is a group of contiguous per kilobyte sectors. So you can think that the storage device is divided into a set of segments whose size is several megabytes. And here, a segment is a unit of free space allocation and free space reclamation. Append only means that the host application should append all of the data to the storage device. Overwrite of data is strictly prohibited here. So if the host application attempt to overwrite data, the AMAP I/O returns errors. To reuse the used segment, the host application should submit a trim command to the entire segment, and then you can reuse the segment by appending new data to the freed segment. As you might notice, there are only sequential writes with no in-place update from the host system, and this helps us to minimize the functionality of the aptitude. For example, we can use the coarse-grained mapping to handle the segment data, and we don't need to run garbage collection to handle in-place update. As I said, there are many candidate applications for AMAP, but in this study, we selected the PI system as our case study, and this is because the PI system is the most common way to access a storage device. For our case study with the file system, we first developed a low-structured file system called ALPUS. ALPUS is based on the app-to-app file systems developed by Samsung Electronics. And we also developed the new press translation layer called AAPTR according to the requirement of AMF-IO. AAPTR is very simple. It is doing segment-level address remapping, and it also needs to do well labeling and bed block management. We don't need to do garbage collection at the level of the AAPTR. And so it can be thought of as a subset of the very simple block level AAPTR. We haven't changed a lot the app-to-apps file system except for two things. The first thing is to eliminate the in-place update. Many people believe that the low-structured file system never overwrites data, but that is not true. Actually, app-to-apps still overwrites checkpoints and inode maps. Second one is to change the trim policy so that trim commands are sent to individual segments instead of sectors. This graph showed how many new codes are added to the app-to-apps file system, and in our implementation, we just added 1,300 lines, which is less than 10% of the original code. Before showing how the ALPUS file system works, I would like to show you how ALPUS works. Similar to other log structure systems, ALPUS manages a storage space in the unit of segment. And in this example, we assume that the page level aperture that the mapping the size of mapping entry is a press page, and a single press block is composed of two press pages. ALPUS initially write the checkpoint, and then in this example, ALPUS write profiles A, B, C, D, and then it update the inode map block to inode map segment that point to the location of the file, and it updates checkpoint that point to the location of inode map block. And then we assume that the ALPUS writes four more files, E, B, F, G. Please note that the old file B becomes the invalid at the level of the file systems, and then the ALPUS update inode map block number 0 and update checkpoint. As you can see in this figure, checkpoints and inode map blocks are overwritten in ALPUS. The behavior of the AAPTR is very simple. It appends incoming data to NAND flash according to their arriving time. It must be noted that the AAPTR should manage the versions of the file because there are several in-place updates from the host applications. Suppose that the AAPTR trigger garbage collection. It copies four files, A, C, D, E, to pre-space, and then create four pre-blocks in the NAND flash. So there are four page copies and four block erasers. Unfortunately, ALPUS is not aware of the behavior of the AAPTR, so there are the sufficient pre-space in NAND flash, but ALPUS decides to trigger garbage collection to create pre-space at the level of the file system. So in this case, the ALPUS copies the files A, C, D to pre-space and create the pre-data segment. So it requires three page copies. So now I would like to explain how ALPUS works in the same scenario. So the ALPUS in ALPUS system is very similar to app-to-apps, but the AAPTR manages the NAND flash in the unit of segment, which is composed of two flash blocks. ALPUS write just checkpoint and write profiles and write inode map and write a checkpoint. After writing profiles, it opened the inode map block to inode map segment and opened the checkpoint to the checkpoint segment. So you can easily note that there are no in-place updates at the level of the file systems. This means that there are no obsolete pages at the level of the app tier, so there is nothing to do for garbage collection. Now, ARPUS triggers a garbage collection, and it copies three files, and then send the trim command to data segment zero, so we can get the one pre-data segment here. It requires only three page copies and two block erasers. This slide compares the app to FS and AMF. As you can see, in the case of app to FS, file system and the phase level app tier manage NAND place simultaneously. Because of this duplicate storage management, app to FS incurs more I/O operation compared with the AMF. We implemented the ARPUS and AFTR in the Linux kernel 3.13, and we compared the performance of AMF with two different file systems, EXT4 and FTFS. We used a phase level AFTR, PFTR. We ran all of them in our in-house SSD platform developed by MIT. This peer showed our experimental result with FIO. As you can see, the MF showed the similar performance as EXT4 and F2FS with sequential read, write, and random read. This is because there are no interactivities for garbage collection. However, the MF achieved much better performance than F2FS for random write, where a lot of cleaning I/O occurs. As you can see, F2FS is badly affected by duplicate storage management. The performance of MF is very similar to the EXT4 file system because the EXT4 file system is also free from the duplicate management problem, even though it requires more DRAM and processor to run the app tier inside the storage systems. Now we also measure the performance with the more complicated workload. There are more experimental results in our paper, but I include two results from the Sysbench and the TPCC. As you can see, MF show much better performance than EXT4 and FTFS. In our observation, the MF benefits from the advanced garbage collection policy of the FTFS because we reuse the FTFS module except for changing the small things. Unfortunately, F2FS is using the same policy, but it achieves the worst performance. This is because double logging problem, the duplicate storage management problem. We also measured the number of erasure count using the various applications, and by reducing the number of I/O operations, MF achieved much better performance than the EXT4 and F2FS, improving the lifetime of the flash memory by 6% and 37% on average. Finally, we evaluated the requirement of the hardware resource, DRAM and CPUs. For 1 terabyte SSD, phase level FTL requires 1 gigabyte DRAM. Compared with in the case of AMF, AMF just requires 8 megabyte DRAM because it just needs to maintain a segment level mapping table. Then we also measured the host CPU utilization for file systems. As you know, the AMF removed the FTR and performed the job of the FTR at the level of the host systems. But as you can see, AMF doesn't require a lot of CPU cycles and show the similar CPU utilization as EXT4 and the apt-fs. Actually, this experimental result showed that removing the apt-fs from the storage device does not incur significant extra CPU cycles at the level of the host systems. Now I would like to conclude my presentation. We propose the application managed flash technique. MF is based on the new block I/O interface called MFIO. According to the requirement of the MFIO, we implemented the new flash translation layer and the new file systems. Our experimental result showed that the DRAM in flash controller was reduced by 128 times and the performance was improved by 80%. As future work, we are doing the more case study with other applications, which includes the key value store, database systems, and storage virtualization platforms. All of these source code, including hardware and software, is being developed under the GPL license, so please refer to our JIT repositories. Thank you so much.
Hi, Peter Desnoyers, Northeastern. It's very interesting work, but I did have a question in that you're essentially comparing apples and oranges in that you have a series of benchmarks. EXT4 is a better example, where that's over naive greedy, and then you're running a cleaning algorithm that does some amount of hot-cold separation. And so to what extent is that responsible for the improvements you see rather than
So you're talking about the you think that using the some advanced technique at the level of file system is unfair to show the benefit of the technique, or?
I'm not exactly sure what you're asking there, because, you know, in other words, hot cold separation is a common FTL technique.
Yes, but in order to run the advanced hot cold separation at the level of the FTL, we need to put more the high performance processor.
No, it's pretty trivial. Yes. I mean, you made a lot of claims about the requirements for FTLs, which are commonly done on consumer devices with 100 megahertz ARM processors with 128 megs. Yes. So it's not, you can't just argue that, no, that's too complex because people do it. So the fair comparison would be, for instance, to flag it going down and see whether that separation would give you similar results.
Hi, Tim Feldman with Seagate. I have a question, a comment about future work, and a meta comment. The comment is that the architecture of append-only segments appears to be identical to the zone block device model that was just adopted in T10 and T13. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the comment about future work then is that your work seems to have high potential to new file system to work on zone block devices. And so future work for applying your work to zone block devices, whether hard disk or flash-based, seems to be valuable. The meta comment, then, is a call for everyone in the storage community to consider the zone block device model as a way to enable these kinds of gains, both for flash and for disk. And so far, the notion of append-only seems to be dominated by flash investigations, and my request is to extend that more broadly to disk.
Okay. Thank you.
My name is Joo-Young Park from Sungkyunkwan University. First, thanks for your great presentation. You said you are using the static page allocation to reducing the size of FTL for data segments. Am I right?
Yes.
Because of that approach, I think the worst performance would be even worse than previous because the size of the unit of garbage collection is much more bigger than previous approach, isn't it?
Yes, that's true, and that could be a problem.
Yep.
So because in the current implementation, the size of the segment is decided by the number of channel and way in the place storage device. So in that case, as you know, the log structured file system incurs a lot of garbage collection overhead with a larger segment. So this could be a problem. So actually, I already did some experiment with the smaller segment, regardless of the internal architecture of the storage system, but I couldn't include the experiment result to this paper. But I personally believe that it is possible to use a smaller segment.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, this is very interesting work. So one quick question. The segment size of the flash device is pretty big. For Samsung, we know it's about over 300 megabytes. So if we move the work to the host in kernel, for example, then one thing is we need to keep a big buffer. And the other thing is, since application write size is much smaller than the segment size, do you need to handle the garbage collection in your segment layer?
Yes. I think that there is a similar question to the previous audience, but I think that we are doing additional work that support the smaller segment, regardless of the storage architecture. So in this work, we did not consider the situation, but I believe that our architecture could support such a case.
All right, but
is that your question?
Yeah, so if we reduce the segment size, then effectively, it increases the write application inside the SSD itself. So that's a hard limit.
Yes.
Could you say it will be difficult to reduce the segment size to the small amount that we like
to. To reduce the cleaning overhead. And, I didn't get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to reduce the segment size to fill the gap between the application write size and the segment size required by the SSD itself.
I think that it would be possible, but in this study, we did not consider that case.
Oh, that's okay. We can talk offline. Okay. Thank you.
Take one more question.
That brings up one related question, which is, how do you handle, Flash is no longer 4K page. So how does your model handle the fact that it's typically 16 now?
That is a very good question. I assume that the size of page is 4 kilobyte, but actually, as you know, the modern NAND flash has a much larger flash page size. So I think that in my personal opinion is that that must be handled by the host application.
Thank you.
As you know, to handle the very small, very large NAND flash pages, there are a lot of extra I/O for read, modify, write, right? But if the application directly manages the large pages, there will be no read, modify, write. I think that there is much better approach.
So you mean just set the file system block size to 16K?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.